like he stumbled on the top step and fell against the back door, causing the bell the doctor had hung up to ring.
Can you make so much noise, Blackie? Are you awake to dead? I forgot. He's not dead yet. Now, just which way is that bedroom?
He fumbled around in the semi-darkness, banging into a table and knocking a lamp over on its side. Up ahead in the bedroom, Pearly tried to open his eyes, but the lids were stuck shut with dried tears. He sighed, figuring he'd wait a few more minutes before climbing out of his bedroll and helping Cal and Smoke get breakfast ready. Blackie finally found the door to the bedroom and pulled the door open, holding his six-shooter out in front of him. As a cloud passed from in front of the moon, soft light filtered in the window, and he could see a man sleeping soundly on the bed in front of him.
It must be the Galoot Buck was talking about.
He saw there was no one else in the room.
That's good. Wouldn't want to kill the wrong Galoot, now would we, Blackie, old man?
He tiptoed over to stand next to the bed, and he eared the hammer back on his Colt. Then, he hesitated as the moonlight struck a pocket watch and some silver in a wallet on the bedside table off to the side, along with a holster and rig with a knife in a scabbard.
Hey, looky there! The chip may have some real money in that wallet, and that watch's got to be worth $4 or $5 over in Pueblo. I better get it before I shoot him, because afterwards I won't have no time.
He turned, letting his gun point away from Pearly, and took a step toward the bedside table, reaching out with his left hand to grab the money and watch.
Oh, some bitch!
When the man heard him and whirled around, Pearly reached up and grabbed the pistol with both his hands. Blackie jerked at his gun, trying to free it from the sick man's grasp, but as he did so, he stumbled over his own feet and fell backward against the side table, dragging the half-awake Pearly with as they tumbled to the floor. Pearly's holster and rig fell off the table and banged him in the head, causing stars to blossom and shine behind his eyelids. Pearly could feel the barrel of the Colt turning toward him, and he was too weak to stop it. He knew with a sudden crystal clarity that he was going to be dead in a very few seconds if he didn't do something about it. His eyes fell on the knife in his scabbard, lying next to him on the floor. As quick as a wink, Pearly let go of the pistol with one hand and grabbed the hilt of the knife, jerking it out of the scabbard. Suddenly, Pearly's head felt light and his vision darkened, and he fell into a dark pool at his feet, unconscious again.